what changes in the city of Dyball have you seen?
I can remember in Dyball when there was no paved streets, of course, and there were no brick homes, and there was what we call the quarters where the blacks lived, and these were just more or less huts and with no modern conveniences. Well, no houses had the indoor plumbing as we know it today. They all had the outdoor restrooms. And there was not more than two grocery stores. And I can remember when they had the Antlers Hotel, but that was, there was no motels, and there was no no cafes. There was one near the little theater that was run by Mr. Daniels. But the hotel, the Antler Hotel, was famous, and it had very good food, so we had people stopping and coming from everywhere to eat there. There was only a couple of gas stations, service stations that I can remember. And of course, we had no football stadium, and there was let's see if I can remember all these things. The high school and the elementary school were on the same campus in old wooden buildings, which were moved later. Some people bought them and made their homes from them, the elementary school. The city is very proud of what it has. It has a beautiful park. And the city is very well kept. They're always planting trees. The garden clubs are planting the trees to beautify the city, and it is one of the cleanest, nicest places you can find.
Have you retired, and what are your hobbies?
Yes, I retired in 1979. After teaching 40 years, but I stay active since I've substituted each year, and I stay busy with the Retired Teachers Association. As president of Angelina County Retired Teachers, I worked hard with the legislature to get better benefits for our active and retired teachers. My hobbies are gardening and fishing. I can many jellies and vegetables. I also share my vegetables with friends. I like to spend the day on the lake and catch fish for a fish fry for my grandsons.
What do you miss the most about teaching?
I miss the association with my co-workers a great deal. It was hard for me to adjust after 40 years of getting up and getting dressed and going to school. I think it's hard for any working person to change from the day's routine to something new. And it's always sort of sad when the opening day of school comes around, because you feel like you can almost hear the bells ringing. The school bell calls us back, so to speak. And I miss the salary, of course. And I also miss the children. That's one of the reasons that I like to substitute. It's because you keep in touch with the children. After you've been out of the schoolroom for a few years, the children in the school won't know you. But if you keep substituting, then they'll be still be saying when you see them out in town at the ball game or at the grocery store, they'll say, "Hi, Miss Poland." So that makes you feel good. And then I feel good when I find out that a former student of mine is doing well and is, has really made something of his life. And so it is rewarding, but still, and you miss that sort of thing.
If you had your life to live over, would you be a teacher?
By all means. I don't think that I would have been happy with any other profession. My sister wanted to be a nurse, and I considered that at one time, and our father just vetoed that. And so I think, though, that a nurse would be the next thing, because they're dedicated, and to help suffering people would be a great calling. But there are a lot of things about teaching that are not very happy to think about, such as the discipline problems that you have, and the salary that you get, and all. But all in all, I don't believe there's any greater calling except preaching, probably.
Miss Bellin, you have certainly had a great life, and you have touched the lives of so many people.